flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it hurts. Very disappointed. We weren't able to come out this one. Disappointed in my play. Disappointed for the guys in the locker room. Special team, really is. Guys that do things the right way, prepare the right way, believe in each other. A lot of love. It's unfortunate. It sucks.
Can you take us through both picks?
Yeah, the first one. I guess you just hitched one too many times. I guess MG, understandably hitching three times, thought I was going to go on a scramble, and the guy just came back to the ball, made a play. I've got to throw that one away or use my feet, get out of the pocket. And then on the second one, nickel squeezed. Tried to throw a loaded CD, but, I mean, he was able to make a play on it, tip it up in the air, and tip it to the mic. Just two throws that I can't have. You can't have in the playoffs. You can't have when you're trying to beat a team like that. You can't have on the road. And, no excuses for that. Those are two are 100% on me.
Take us through the emotion right now. I know disappointed hurt your sense of what's going on.
Yeah, just disappointed. As I said, I mean, guys that played their asses off, defense who gave us an opportunity to win this game, who played hard against a really, really good offense, a really good team. And for us to only put up the points that we did, that's unacceptable. And it starts with me. And I've got to be better. I mean, that's no other way to sugarcoat it.
Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News. We've talked about the interceptions, and you've said they're going to stop, and in a way they never did. Does that just baffle you that they continued the way they did this year?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Something I've got to get in the offseason, take a look at all of them. As I said before, they all have their own story. But two tonight, as I said, unacceptable. I can't put the ball in jeopardy like that, whether they're tipped up in tight throws or whether I'm late on a stop route, just can't happen. And the number that has gotten to is ridiculous. I can promise that the number will never be this again. I can promise that.
Did you think even with 3 minutes to go, still you had a chance?
1,000%. When you prepare the way we do, and you put in all the work that we have and time that we have, especially for those situations. Up until even the last play when we're getting in our pitch it around mode. You've got hope. Things that, as I said, that we've put in time and effort into, and I like being in those positions, but just wasn't able to get anything going.
Yeah, Todd Archer, the ESPN. This is the third time you have been to this round and unable to advance. What has to happen for you guys to take that next step to get to the championship round and go on further?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to play better than I did tonight. Simple as that. They're all independent. Can't take one from the other or think about that. But all I can think about is right now in this game and how disappointed it is, how disappointed I am in my play, how disappointed I am for the guys in the locker room who played their asses off, and we weren't able to get it done.
Yeah, Edward, ESPN, the loss of Tony Pollard, who was one of your most explosive players, the guy who seemed like he was on schedule to get a lot of opportunities in this game. How devastating a loss was that?
Yeah, that hurt. Just a guy that brings so much to our offense, brings so much to our team. His energy on the sideline, in the huddle, the way to get guys going. He's a special teammate, a special player. And obviously, that one hurt. Hurt us. Wasn't able to create as many explosive plays as we planned. I'm sure he would have been a big part of some of those had he not gotten hurt.
Jack, Jerry said he thinks that you give this team the edge, that nothing about the turnovers has changed that, and that he wants to be back in this position with you. What goes through your mind when you hear that confidence from him?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that we'll be back in this position. It's just about winning. No doubt at all. I mean, what we've done as an organization and taking a step. And, yeah, I mean, it all sucks right now. It all sucks. Don't get me wrong. But there's no doubt when you talk to the guys in the locker room, you talk to the men that have put in this time, you know, the pillars of this team. Have to get some guys back, but there's no doubt that that we'll be back, and that gives me confidence, gives anybody in that locker room confidence, I hope.
Calvin Lockley, Dallas Morning News. I like Kirst was fighting back tears in the locker room, and how really emotional is this for you guys? I'm sure you have a lot of confidence that you're going to be playing next week.
Very emotional. I'm sure he wasn't the only one, and it shows you what it means to him, shows you what it means to this team. What we thought of each other, what we thought of our opportunity to go win it all, and yeah, didn't plan or prepare for this. Didn't have anywhere in my mind that I'd be doing this press conference with the loss right now, and it just, yeah, it hurts.
Matt, before we start, since you've been a starter, heck, you guys have been really good regular season team, lots of wins. This is the one game that's been your burden. Any idea what's preventing you guys from getting over that proverbial hump?
If I had the answers, we would have won tonight, honestly. Too early, too soon. And I promise you we will, though. In my time playing in this team, for this organization, we will. And, yeah, it sucks that, obviously, I mean, it's 365 days away to get back to this position, but we've got to take it day by day, step by step. And that's what I do. I know that's who I am. I'll respond the right way. And as I said, when we get this team aligned, the guys that we get back, coaches, we'll do what's necessary to be right back here and win it next time.